The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hi, this is Bob Burton, creator of Flaming Carrot, Mystery Men, and also a hair club president, and you are listening to Nerdy Show. I don't always drink Dos Equis, but when I do, I drink it with skeletons.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Jared.
Hi, I'm Hex.
Hey, I'm Doug.
This is Lavelle.
I'm Tony, and I just got hit in the balls.
By a small orange.
And I'm Thor.
And I'm Brandon, and I hit Tony in the balls with a Satsuma.
This is a very unconventional Nerdy Show group recording, and maybe we'll do more of these in the future. We'll see what happens. We're going to be recording a Nerdy Show microsode.
Woo!
That's where you, our beloved listeners, decide what we talk about for 15 minutes.
Or more.
Or more,
if should we choose. In this case, Arceus has asked us to talk about movies that actually need sequels. We get so many sequels that, man, we really truly don't need.
I'm really looking forward to Transformers 5.
And Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Yes, thank you.
Is Robin Williams doing that?
Yes. Yeah.
Holy shit.
But the little proper girl
is not. It's not official yet. They're just looking.
She's not a little girl anymore.
And Space Jam, of course. Space Jam 2.
Yes. With LeBron James.
Wait, is that really going to be a thing?
No. It's almost a thing.
It's been photoshopped enough times that it might as well.
That's right. I photoshopped the graphic for Consequences of Sound when they made the fake soundtrack for Space Jam 2. So we'll link to that. But before we get this really officially kicked off, we have a special treat here that I wanted to share with as many Nerdy Show hosts as possible. This comes from Anduin. He wrote us this letter. He went to Japan, and he said, "Here you'll find the spoils of my quest. A quest not excluding an erotic pangolin, but certainly not including one. This is a quest for Doritos in the land of the rising sun. I spent 5 full weeks questing, but the fruits were limited. Japan enjoys their snacks to come in seasons, and unfortunately, February is not the season to reap Doritos. Even though the pickings were slim, I drew strength by listening to the Chronicles of the World's Enders, 26 episodes strong. But it was not enough to bring home such exotic flavors mentioned. I'm sorry, Galdap, there were no pickled egg Doritos this time. But rejoice, for even though there were no exotic tastes for the Dorito kind, there are many fruits from Japanese loins."
Okay, this guy needs to write, like, outros for Dungeons and Doritos.
That's my job! He did find some Doritos, and we'll talk about this more in an episode of Dungeons & Doritos, because we're not eating these today. We have what looks to be taco Doritos, and also some kind of four cheese Doritos here.
Madness.
He says, "Because it is written in the book of the Church of Hex that Hex spoke, I wonder if all Japanese Doritos taste sweet, or is it just the gourmet Doritos? This prophecy I have fulfilled today."
I can read those flavors.
Will I never stop being plagued by this goddamn church?
You won't.
By this hex damn church.
This flavor actually says squiggle line curvy U squiggle line.
That means it's sweet.
And that's the flavor.
Then he brought us these strange dried sea meats from the sea. A gift of meat for the next RPG session, needing of a snack. The seasoned and dried meats come from the Tastes Good with Beer section of the market, so pop open a nice lager, pale ale, or Asahi Super Dry for the next session. So we'll be saving these for Star Wreck, I guess.
You know how when you go to a bar?
That would have been perfect for the Lovecraft one.
I know, but it's
you know how you go
late?
To a bar and they've got like a thing of peanuts or popcorn? In Japan, it's like fucking dried squids when you go to a bar, just sitting in a bowl.
Or live squids, depending
on
the mood.
Or live squids, yeah.
So you might be asking yourselves, well, if we're not eating either of those things, what are we eating? Anduin was really generous. He gave us this these Cheetos that appear to be some kind of Korean barbecue.
Steak and corn.
Yeah.
What?
That looks good.
Steak.
Yeah,
corn-fed steak.
Corn-fed steak.
For the network show willing to take a dive into Japanese subtle flavors, may they partake of the snack of the season, Kit Kats. Included are red bean sandwich flavored Kit Kats.
That sounds awesome.
Strawberry cheesecake flavored Kit Kats.
I mean, that one.
green tea flavored Kit Kats, strawberry Kit Kats, and dark chocolate Kit Kats. All chocolate in Japan is different than any American chocolate, so say
why?
If he...
Why cow?
Because it's another country.
Why is it different?
We'll find out.
Chocolate then, comes from cows.
Lastly...
Brandon, I want to live in the world you live in.
Is that a spark plug?
Lastly, attached to this letter is a device that will hopefully spark a chain reaction that is the lightning dogs. This was forged and beaten by mechanical beast, fired in the kilns, filled with brimstone, charged with the essence of lightning, and bombarded 17 times with lasers. Lasers make everything better. Tantakemas Anduin.
It is a spark plug.
I think we need a lightning dog howl for that last part.
Well,
howl noise.
More lightning dogs soon, we swear. It's,
there's more concept art coming. I can at least promise
it's been,
that.
It's been killing Doug and I. It's going to happen. Yeah. But we got to break out these Kit Kats. Here's the red bean Kit Kats.
I need me some of that.
Sorry, I didn't actually mean
that. The third time you've been hitting the nuts tonight.
Yes.
There are only two strawberry Kit Kats.
Red bean is really sweet.
I'm going to give you strawberry because I'm getting that strawberry cheesecake.
I want the cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake in a commemorative Mount Fuji package.
I don't want to destroy that. This looks amazing.
That's a good hit. Japan does take its seasonal food seriously.
Oh, this who wants another red bean one?
I've had the green tea one and the
the red bean one is really good.
They do not disappoint, so I'm really excited about this.
There's a distinct poppy smell to this.
Yeah, right?
I'm curious. I've got strawberry and green tea. We'll see how these go together.
I got some strawberry cheesecake, motherfucker.
I like that on the Japanese, like, everything is Japanese on this except it says, have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Have a most honorable break.
Give me a break.
All right, so movies that actually need sequels.
Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
I mean, I'm going to go with Mario Brothers.
They already set it up to have a sequel. The character's still, you know, good looking enough.
I'm still waiting for it.
Bob Hoskins is probably down with it.
Oh, no.
That depends. Is he drunk enough yet?
I assume you said that because you know it's not true.
Yeah, he doesn't ever want to do that. But John Leguizamo, he needs another movie.
Good news is nobody asked him.
Yeah. Fortunately, the Mario Brothers film was actually being continued in comic form by the people who wrote the script. It almost placed in our top 20 nerdy things last year. So we'll link to where you can check out the official webcomic. I personally would like to see it. As a kid, I'm sure we all probably did brainstorm about what that sequel would be like.
Right. I imagine it'd be some kind of weird derivation of the second game. I thought that'd be great that, like, all of a sudden, a giant frog character.
Or Sniffits.
Yeah, I mean,
am I the only person here who, as a kid, saw that film and didn't want a sequel?
Oh my god. Yes,
you're the only one.
However, now.
I was like an army of birdos. What could it be?
Nowadays, I just want Booster from Super Mario RPG.
Booster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Taken over.
Yes.
I was going to say Booster Gold. No, that's not that Booster.
No, not that Booster.
Booster's so good.
Booster versus Booster Gold. That'd be
Danny DeVito or the guy who played Gimli?
Danny DeVito.
I mean, John Rice.
Would you want Booster or Wario?
Well, I knew the name, but not everybody.
If they had Dennis Hopper, I feel like they would use Danny DeVito.
They would have to use Danny DeVito.
Yeah, because that's the only right. Yeah.
You know what? He would also actually work well as the Frog King.
Dennis Hopper's dead. He's not going to be in the next.
Man, those green tea Kit Kats are good.
Yeah, but they can just do like they did with Paul Walker in the new Fast and the Furious movie.
And just get the rest of his family.
Yeah. You use family members and CGI the rest.
That one scene where his grandmother did the stunt, that was not that.
Any other movies that need sequels besides Jurassic Park, obviously.
Tony just said, it was hard to hear what he said because
Bread.
He
said Bread.
I thought you said Rent.
I really want Judge Bread. Yeah. I am
the yeast. No, I am the loaf.
Judge Bread.
So is there going to be a cameo from Powdered Toast Man at all?
Yes.
But in all seriousness, though, Dread is one of the greatest
reboots that we did.
But it's not a reboot. It's like, hey, look, we fixed it.
Yeah. Right. Nobody knew we needed it. It came out.
Okay.
Amazing, and everybody who is involved with it wants to make another one.
Are you sure you don't want a sequel to the Rob Schneider?
No, we don't.
Judge.
No, hold on a second. Yes, I want a sequel, but for a different reason. I want to know how the hell he goes riding off of a road in a motorcycle and the road just stops for no apparent reason.
I want a Demolition Man sequel.
I want a sequel.
There is a sequel coming out.
Oh my god.
A sequel.
What?
Remake, sorry.
Oh.
I want a prequel that does the franchise
Tom
wars.
Hardy.
The franchise wars of Taco
Bell. He's in all the
God Pizza, right?
From what I can recall, Wesley Snipes is replaced by an Asian guy.
Yes.
Is it Jet Li? Or Jackie
every
Chan?
Every time I see Wesley Snipes, I'm like,
Wesley
I wish you were an Asian guy.
Asian guy, yeah.
Wesley Snipes isn't in jail anymore. He could come back and do it. It's okay.
Well, was that to jail?
Yes.
Yeah. Who else had the red bean ones?
Me. I love it. I love
it. It tastes like dates.
Or refried beans from Taco Bell, but sweeter.
Somehow both dates... And refried beans.
Red bean is a combination of refried and
dates. Are we gonna open those?
Refried dates.
Oh, yes, we are.
All right.
Yeah, we can open those Cheetos.
We're not opening the Cheetos.
For the purposes of time.
Cheating hoes.
The movie that I think that we all don't realize we're thinking of that needs a sequel more than anything, in all seriousness, is The Sound of Music. Obviously, yes. It needs a sequel during the Vietnam War.
No, where Rolf becomes
Red Skull. But hear me out, because, they had The Sound of Music. It was during, you know, like World War One, whatever.
Two.
World War Two, no.
They were Nazis!
Yeah. The Germans were evil regardless.
Okay, now the sequel will be like...
Like Winter Soldier.
Yeah, either have it in the Middle East or do the Vietnam War and try to catch up.
What if Rolf was the Winter Soldier?
A family that lives around the Viet Cong, and then they come and they're singing about eating rice patties. I don't know.
It's
like Red Dawn.
Okay. Dawn,
yeah.
Well,
it's a musical about a family.
Vietnam was colonized by the French, so this actually kind of makes sense.
A musical about a French family growing up around the Vietnam War. Done. Sequel of Sound of Music.
It could be a reference to that sequel that was cut out of Apocalypse Now, where there's a French family living in the jungle. Yeah.
This tastes like onions.
Instead of I love the smell of napalm in the morning, it's I love the sound of singing.
Yeah, so anyway, so
fine, all right, whatever.
No, but the connection's there.
About Cheetos.
The Cheetos are great, by the way. The French family
in Apocalypse Now that was cut out of the movie. It's only in the director's cut, I think. Or
it's in redo. It's Apocalypse Now redo.
It's in redo. So that family could be the family from The Sound of Music. That could be like Rolf and his family.
See, great idea. Great idea. We should do it.
That went to a really weird place.
Yep.
One sequel that I really want, and they even had plans for, but they never got it made because it was just poor reception, was Dick Tracy, Warren Beatty's Dick Tracy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that movie was so good.
That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah. But, I mean, they obviously can't do it now.
He still owns the rights. Do you know that?
Right. Yeah. People have been wanting to do something with that, but because
Beatty personally owns the rights.
That movie
limbo.
Scares the shit out of me. Like, all the villains, like, Flat Top, they look fucked up, and I'm just like, that scared me when I was a kid. Like,
but it's
all
awesome,
these weirdos.
Though. Like, it's right. actually, like, I feel, it, that movie...
And Madonna was in it. How weird is that shit?
Yeah, I think the movie was ahead of its time, which is a shame.
Really?
Yeah. That movie made me afraid of people with deformities that were recognizable. Like, you could come up with a name for that person, and I was like, oh no, I'm over it. I can't.
He's a criminal!
I mean, it's interesting seeing all these movies that are popping up with, like, Mrs. Doubtfire, where it's like, 20 years later, we're doing a sequel. I'm like, I want to see something that would be really cool to see what happens 20 years later. Like, I want to see The Last Starfighter.
Yes.
Feel like that.
Well, the new Miss Doubtfire, I heard rumors that it's about him being in rehab because he's lost touch with reality. He doesn't know who he is anymore. He's putting on these different outfits.
My idea is that he started to like it, becomes Mrs. Doubtfire.
So is Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
No, yes. Just with Robin Williams, he becomes not as funny.
He becomes Mrs. Doubtfire full time, then finds out that her rich uncle dies. And left the money to him, but legally, through some kind of legal loophole, because he's now Mrs. Doubtfire, he can't collect. So he has to re-cross-dress back into being a man.
This sounds like an Adam Sandler or a Rob
and
Schneider movie.
It's almost the whole damn movie, but in reverse.
I like it.
When Matt mentioned the Tropic Thunder, I think that movie needs a sequel very
much. Yes.
I wouldn't mind. I would not mind.
Another one I want to see, Mystery Men.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know what I wouldn't mind? Mystery Men a la Batman Begins.
Although the creator doesn't like it.
When we talked to Bob Burton, he was telling us all the things, all the ideas he was giving them about Mystery Men and everything. I mean...
Yeah, he didn't like the way the movie came out.
The ideas he has for a Mystery Men film, whether it's a sequel or a redo or something, are insane. You've never seen anything like it before. The closest maybe it's ever come is that film Super, but that movie, frankly, wasn't funny enough.
I think that Tom Waits would have to still be in it, though.
Tom Waits as Professor Heller was the best part of that film.
What about that song, Smash Mouth song, or whatever that band was?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you love that?
The one sequel that was in planning that I know Cap and I are huge fans of is Power of the Dark Crystal.
Yes!
Get out.
Wait. Aren't they making that sequel to Dark Crystal? 20
years later, where have they been?
The Henson Company has been making Power of the Dark Crystal for the last, like, decade.
So it's not really a sequel we wish we wanted. I mean, they are working on it.
They've been stealing puppets from that reality show they've been doing.
That's their old plan.
Episode 2 was a Skeksis challenge.
It was. It was pretty good.
It was great. That show's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I'm totally in love with that show.
Yep. I would like the sixth element.
Because
I need to upgrade my rating scale.
In the catalog of things that were supposed to have sequels but didn't, there's, of course, Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime League.
I haven't seen the movie.
It doesn't matter. John, spoiler alert.
30 years later.
It ends with a title card that says Buckaroo Banzai will return in Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime League.
Thanks a lot,
the script that was later turned into Big Trouble in Little China.
Shut
Let's
up.
Also.
No, that's true.
Did you not know that?
It was written by the same screenwriter, yeah.
Yeah.
John is having his mind blown.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one thinking about Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I would watch
that. Although that was a joke.
Like, I saw the Spaceballs cartoon that came out a little bit.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
Can we get a Clone Wars style?
You know, there was Spaceballs Did you know that there was a rumor that before Episode 1 came out, Mel Brooks was going to make the sequel, the Spaceballs 2 Search for More Money, a prequel and release it like around the same time as Episode 1.
Whoa.
I would have lost my shit. Yeah. I would have lost my shit.
He missed out on that shit.
But, you know, I guess he was getting a little old.
Did they ever make a sequel to Schindler's List? No? Yeah.
Why not Titanic 2, Brandon?
Well, actually...
Brandon's doing his own private Microsoft of things that don't need sequels at all, ever. And also involve World War II.
Well, on the World War II note, I was... at the World War II note and the risk of sounding slightly repetitive with the Disney comic book franchise, I always felt the Rocketeer needed a sequel.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Yes. I would have been down for that.
There's more than enough material for them to pull from.
Just imagine it's like World War II begins, now you have a Rocketeer already. Because it took place before the war actually began.
So. Up until this year, I would have said Sin City, but it seems like everybody who wanted that all of a sudden is getting it. So that's
can the Rocketeer have a crossover with the Phantom?
That would be cool.
Wait, were they both Billy Zane?
Yes.
No.
Who was the Rocketeer? That wasn't Billy Zane.
No, that was the guy who looks a lot like Brendan Fraser but isn't.
Oh,
Billy isn't. It's Bill
Rand Fraser.
Is it Bill Campbell? I can't remember his name.
No, nobody can.
He was in Dracula alongside
Dead and Loving It or
the Coppola Dracula.
Dracula 2000.
Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
Now, I mean, we all know that Rocketeer didn't do well in theaters, but I think now it's like a legacy film. It's very iconic. Everybody knows it. It certainly has as much a chance as the Blade Runner sequel that I don't want that Ridley Scott's doing, which I hope is good, but it would Prometheus made me uncomfortable, guys.
I have the highest hopes only because I've seen the rejected. I have a copy, like an original copy, of the rejected script of Blade Runner 2. And if they had the brains to reject that script, then I have high hopes.
Was the script really bad then?
Wait, is this a recent script or is this like an old one?
90 mid 90s.
It's the one based on Blade Runner 2 Replicant Night, right?
It's literally called, it's literally called Blade.
Which is the novel.
Blade Runner 2, Blade Runner Down. It says it's on the cover. It's the original
Blade Runner Down.
Copy. It's actually called Blade Runner Down.
I'd like to see a sequel to Brazil. Is that doable?
The ending of the movie, Brandon.
I want to know what happened.
Did you see?
No, you have a really like kind of like a Nazi thing going on.
So okay, you know the weirdest thing. Someone at my work the other day, they were going about spirit animals, which I don't give a shit. But they're like, you know what your spirit animal is?
A Nazi.
Either Robert Downey Jr. or Hitler. I was like, what? And I was like, well, I guess if we do this. But,
well, Hitler was a vegetarian.
That doesn't translate.
There's a visual gag. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah, they don't need to know.
And
that.
Also, I don't know what that was supposed to be, but I just saw Kevin McAllister when he. I don't know what that had to do with being a Nazi.
Which means that we need a sequel to Home Alone 2 set 20 years later, also starring Macaulay Culkin.
They made two, like a three and a four.
I don't know what you're talking about. We need Macaulay Culkin.
I got it. We need another Punisher with Thomas Shane back.
Yeah, we do.
That's right. He and Garth Ennis collaborated on several scripts that were all rejected, and now I believe Marvel owns the rights to Punisher again.
They do.
How unfeasible would it be? They see, Thomas Shane wants canon, and here's a new movie. You know, we can just forget the part where he's from Tampa instead of New York, and just set in New York, everybody wins. Twins.
Boom. Whoa, wait, Home Alone sequel. Kevin McAllister.
wait, teams up with Thomas Jane.
No, hold on.
As this, the Punisher.
Everybody bear with me here.
Is he even still alive?
Living in, yes, he's living, kind of. He's a skeleton with saran wrap on his face.
actually, he's doing pizza-themed covers of Velvet Underground, which correct. Is, again, a sequel that nobody was asking for.
I believe
for
the microphone was movies that need sequels. not
a sequel.
Not pitch your idea for a shitty
but
sequel.
It's so good.
Land Before Time 15 needs a sequel, because that one was good. That one.
Kevin McAllister has a neighbor who's a girl, and her boyfriend keeps coming home and beating the crap out of her, so decides he's going to protect her by setting up traps in his
sad.
House.
It's like a cartoony skull.
It's a live action tower defense game. Where
set up
Texas
more troops
girl.
Over here.
Why haven't they made a tower defense game themed around Home Alone?
Why haven't they made one themed around Dread?
Michael Bay will make a tower. Who made the Battleship game?
That movie.
Bill Bradley.
But it
was the movie.
They should make the game and then
tower
make a
defense.
Movie tie.
They should no. They should make a movie version like Battleship, but for tower defense.
Okay.
And then
well,
they'll
hey,
crossover.
No. This bullshit is good because it gave me an actual a good response. where the hell's Jumanji 2?
Yes. Oh.
They made it. It's called Zathura.
Yeah, yeah. And Zathura is amazing.
It's not really Jumanji 2 though.
It's based on a book by the same author.
On that same note of Jumanji 2, what about Clue 2?
Jumanji 2.
Which
given
is
that
the real
most
one?
Of the cast is dead.
No, I'm just saying you could just do another
it
Clue.
It was time.
That's true.
Just do another Clue, but have it take place in the like 1920s or the 1880s.
Can't you just have the trial after they get arrested? Clue 2, the trial.
What if Clue meets League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
What?
Oh God, no. Oh yeah, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen needs a sequel.
No, it doesn't.
a good sequel.
It needs a good chance. Like, what if it was like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, like 1980s edition, where it's like the Frog Brothers.
Oh yeah, I read that cracked article too.
I didn't read that cracked article. That was a cracked article.
Any other movies that need sequels that obviously don't have?
So
any
you're
analysts?
Saying, yeah, like the Frog Brothers from like Lost
Boys. No. Hex already read that cracked article. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Let's all move on because Hex doesn't want to hear it. So. New podcast.
What about Goonies? I know they're talking about doing Goonies.
They are going to
no,
make
that's,
it.
And the Goonies. The Goonies. The Frog Brothers.
Yeah,
I've
been hearing Goonies 2 is happening for a long time, but apparently now it really is.
Well, Richard Donner was
is
talking
it gonna be based
about doing
a Nintendo game?
Monster
Whoa,
Squad 2.
Okay.
Who would they fight? Is it already got? They already took care of the Mummy, the Wolfman.
Those
creature from the Black Lagoon.
No. So now they have to deal with
oh my God,
modern monsters.
Zombies,
Jason,
Jodi Arias.
But those are all like those are all basically
Katy
just
Perry.
Serial killers. They're not monsters,
right? So now that they've dealt with real monsters, like okay, let's go hunt down serial killers.
Japanese Oni.
Pacific Rim.
It's like Monster Squad actually grew up into pilot Jaegers in Pacific Rim.
Who's getting a sequel?
Pacific Rim. Travis Beecham and Del Toro. They've written the sequel, so what,
right.
maybe that'll get money, maybe it won't.
You gotta remember, too, Del Toro is known for playing the long game. He did the second Blade movie so that he could make Hellboy. If he's got to make another movie to get the movie he wants to make made,
he's gonna make another Hellboy so he can do another Pacific Rim.
If only that were the case, because honestly, I want to see a Hellboy 3.
No, there's a Hellboy 3, because he said something about Pacific Rim wouldn't have happened if it was conflicting with Hellboy 3, and then they had moved pre-pro on Hellboy 3. I'm pretty sure that was
I had no idea that was
that
even
is
on
true,
board.
I am
almost positive of that.
Any other movies that deserve sequels?
That need sequels.
You want to see have sequels.
Besides
E.T., obviously.
Yeah.
What other movies?
I might be alone. I thought Prince of Persia was the best video game movie that's been made, and if they gave it another shot...
I didn't see it because it was a video game movie.
You know, it wasn't bad. I wouldn't mind seeing them explore that world more. And
is that with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Because the mechanic they used for traveling time was really cool. I felt that was never done that way in another film before. The way he goes through time and the way it affects things.
My only complaint with the film was that I wanted to see more of that just because it was such an integral part of the game.
Yeah,
I would have liked to have seen it incorporated better. It was a really cool mechanic.
I think the thing it needs a proper sequel.
Yes.
Not a prequel, but like a proper
Oh no. It got out of the Antarctic.
Did that prequel thing actually happen?
Yeah, it was in theaters.
Did anybody see it?
It was supposedly just very mediocre, not a actual thing. It was like, it was just an action horror and not a suspense horror. Huh. But John Carpenter has said that he had an idea for a sequel, like a true sequel, with Keith David and Kurt Russell, where the idea was that because they're older, he would cover them with like frostbitten makeup. So like they're suffering from frostbite throughout the rest of the second movie, so to cover up the fact that they've aged like 20 years. And but they had an idea, but he's like, no one would be interested in seeing it.
What?
Like, are you kidding me? I'd pay...
Go on Kickstarter, Johnny boy.
Yeah.
Say about this.
Oh, here's the thing, though, is that he has lots of brilliant fucking ideas. Like, him and Kurt Russell sit around with a bottle of booze and just come up with these crazy ideas.
That's what I do.
Jim Beam. But none of them get executed.
Yeah.
Because then they wake up in the morning and go, what did we think about?
Like, you ever heard of Battlefield Earth?
Big Trouble Little China?
Battlefield Earth. Sorry.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be part of a trilogy. What happened, Travolta?
I meant Escape from Earth. Sorry.
L. Ron Hubbard's Battlefield Earth to Dianetics.
What about Escape from Earth?
Battlefield.
I would love to see like another like movie starring Jack Burton. Like that would be
like,
but not Snake Plissken. Or Snake Plissken.
Well, we did that. It was Escape from L.A.
But and another.
It's like it's because you got to go with a different mythology.
It's Escape
from Earth. instead of Big Trouble Little China, it's Big Trouble on Bourbon Street in New Orleans or something. It's like Big Trouble like with the voodoo side.
Okay,
like that's the one you got to
do. It's something. It's
Big Trouble at Bernie's.
I'd also see another film set in at any time in the They Live universe. Because there's a lot of story there. They didn't go into it. They told a very small story in a very big world.
Yeah.
Also, Farscape 2 is coming out. That's not something I want, but it's happening, and I do want it.
It is
happening.
Did they ever make a sequel?
That's why we're not getting the Power of the Dark Crystal, because the Henson Company is working on...
I hope it's the Henson Company. I don't know it is.
They still own the rights to it.
Because in the movie, they lost all of their actual puppetry and models that they made in the first movie.
It's still the Henson Company behind it.
Berber.
They just had to make new ones, because apparently these things rot. Don't ever Google Hoggle.
Well, they're made out of human flesh. They make the best puppets, so when they disintegrate...
I was wondering why you were missing a leg.
Yeah, thank you.
Concluding statements.
Movies need sequels. The movies that we say need sequels.
Anyone else?
I believe,
I summed it up.
I believe Brandon summed it up perfectly.
Okay.
I'm just curious how Germany would handle all of Brandon's like Nazi tie-in sequels.
They're missing the years like 1940 through 1948 in their history.
Out of everything we've discussed, what would be the sequel you'd most want to see out of all the things we've
Sound
discussed?
Sound of Music, Winter Soldier.
Sound of Music, Winter Soldier.
In all seriousness, probably Dredd. Just put
Dredd.
Carl Urban back in that helmet.
Dredd?
I'm
sure they will.
With Rob Schneider.
I'd really want to see like a 20 years later Last Starfighter, really.
I'm
still down with that.
I would not turn down Dredd.
Crossover!
Well, it's no Starfighter 2.
The Aristocats. Sorry.
But there may have been a direct-to-video sequel to
there
that.
There was a,
I would
live
definitely,
action.
I mean, I'm extremely biased. I would definitely put all my money towards Buckaroo Banzai. But yeah, Arceus, thank you so much for this Microsode topic. If you would like a Microsode,
too bad.
It's his birthday tomorrow, incidentally.
Happy birthday, Arceus.
Been your birthday.
Happy birthday!
Except it was only your birthday today before we recorded this and not when it actually uploaded.
Yeah, cheers.
Disclaimer.
All right. So if you'd like your very own Nerdy Show Microsode, all you have to do is support Nerdy Show. We're entirely listener-supported.
That means you.
Yeah, that means that we rely on your hard-earned money to make us work. And so every $100 we get in a month, well, if you're the person who pushes us over that limit, then you get to decide what we talk about.
Just look at it as a bribe.
And hey, we ain't above no bribe.
Not a bribe in states where it may be illegal.
Thank you.
Hey guys, before we close the episode, this is Cap butting in. I'm with Colin.
Hey.
And we're still in L.A., and we're on our way back soon. We're in L.A. because we've been at E3. If you didn't catch it, we spent, all last week posting nonstop podcasts and videos, which you should definitely check out if you have any kind of a passive interest in video games and what's on the way. We put on virtual reality helmets, we played a bunch of indie games, and found some secret Star Fox stuff, so it was really cool.
Yeah, if you're interested in any of the stuff that's happening at E3 that might not necessarily be all those big AAA titles, and you're interested in some of the other games that will wow you, because we found out about The Walking Dead last year, and we thought that was awesome way before all the big...
Year before last, actually.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
But back in 2012... we gave a Walking Dead Best in Show before anybody fucking paid attention to it.
Yeah, so maybe we might have found one of those things this year.
Time will tell. Time will tell. But we've done it before.
We have.
So we have a lot of great videos and a lot of podcasts you should totally check out. We'll link to it on this episode's page. But the reason we're here is to talk about the support drive and the awesome people who've contributed so far. This month, we're doing a Dungeons & Doritos support drive where you can pitch a campaign for us to play in a forthcoming episode of D&D. Or if you see a campaign you like, you can throw money at it so it'll win. Right now, we have three campaigns competing, and one campaign that was proposed but has not yet, as of this recording, been backed by anyone. We got one where they want us to meet up with the Ghostbusters Resurrection crew in some shape or form in the D&D universe. Colin's shaking his head.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I don't think that Barty would stand a chance against anybody with a proton pack, but who knows? Who's to say that we'd be against them? But I don't know.
One thing's for sure, it'll be a lot of fun doing a show with those guys.
Yes, that would definitely be true.
And then a recent addition, Hoodoo Voodoo, came in and he said, pledging support for my own selfish game pitch, Lightning Dog Ritos, the Glampire's Crystal Web. He has proposed, since we haven't managed to put out a Lightning Dogs episode in recent time, and that's not for lack of trying, a campaign in D&D that vaguely, it doesn't connect with Lightning Dogs, but it kind of features similar characters. Instead of Halloween Jack, there's Halloween Jumpin' Jack. And, you know, anthropomorphic dog people and crystals and stuff. So it's kind of, it's like Lightning Dogs, but some Lightning Dogs kind of stuff happens in the D&D universe. Still medieval fantasy. But then he, because he's a very generous fellow, he went and he also backed D&D Resurrection. And Delphi, she suggested a campaign called VMAC and the Holy Monkeys, where we take Hex's catchphrase, you know, holy monkey, that he often says, and make VMAC, his character, deal with some kind of monkey problem.
Oh, monkey on his back.
Yeah, and it's not just Barty. So he did that, and he left $1 for the next person to get a microsode, and it was Garrier.
Garrier!
He said, holy monkey, Batman, if this wins the microsode, then I pick Archer. So we're going to do a microsode about everybody's favorite animated spy show, Archer. He said the E3 coverage was great. Thank you very much. You guys found several really interesting indie games. So there you have it. What we said was true. And then Delphi said, putting down Scratch on Holy Monkeys because it makes no sense that other people got to back it up before I got around to it.
Nice.
So and the campaign I mentioned that was proposed on the forums but not backed is called Doritamon Coliseum by Heavy Devil. And he said, so I think I noticed a pattern in the last few Dungeons & Doritos campaign ideas, and God knows I love a bandwagon. So basically he's proposed a kind of mashup between Dungeons & Doritos and Pokemon. Not necessarily Pokeballs of Steelix, the characters therein, but essentially kind of a medieval fantasy version of Pokemon, like the party are given strange orbs of brilliant colorful stone allowing them to summon strange beasts. So
Yeah. I mean, that sounds... Here's what I'm interested in, is all of these mashups between all of these two role-playing systems, is that in the editing, the sound effects are completely different because they're all in completely different worlds. So I'm curious as to how that's going to work. We'll see.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you know, with Nintendo, with our Pokeballs of Steelix, that's the, you know, that makes the Pokemon sounds, and those are Nintendo, and the music is more digital, whereas in Dungeons & Doritos, we have, it's more orchestral music, and it's more realistic sound. So I'm interested to see how I would figure that out.
You'd have to invent Pokemon noises for new creatures.
Right.
Jumping Jack!
Cool Ranch!
Cool Ranch!
Ranch, cool.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. Okay. That's happening.
Okay, well, I mean, it's only going to happen if people back this, and it hasn't even been added to the board yet. So if you like this idea, you know what to do. Throw your money at it. And if you like any of these ideas, it's up to you to make sure the one you like wins.
Yeah, if the Ghostbusters and the D&D one end up making it out, Doug and I will have to collab on the editing on that, because he is the master of the Ghostbusters Resurrection. So
That's true.
We shall see. Or a completely new challenger will approach the field. A new topic might arise.
Yeah, everything's still within the $25 range thereabouts, so there could easily be a new topic on the board that could just, like, capture the hearts of millions.
So we'll see.
We are halfway through the month right now, and not halfway to our basic monthly support costs. We need $300 every month to support the entirety of the network. We always need you guys' help to sustain the show and the network because it runs entirely on your donations. And we have a ton of stretch goals for this month, which we're nowhere near meeting. But if the idea of some secret behind-the-scenes stuff from the forthcoming issue of the D&D comic book sounds cool to you, or some outtakes from our Star Wars speculation show, State of the Empire, or perhaps even a whole episode of D&D created as a out-of-continuity what-if episode where the community choosing what we do, if that sounds interesting to you, then you best support. And also, if you like what you hear and you enjoy the show and Nerdy FM and stuff like that. So that would be a big help. And so now I'll return you to the gang, and they'll say goodbye to you. And then, Colin, you should say goodbye too.
Okay, well, hey, if you guys love what we do, just support us with your card-herm cash, your cold hard cash.
He's not even drunk.
No. Even those, just by supporting us with just $1, that lets us know that everything we do is worthwhile. So thank you so much. And not even if with your money, but with your words as well. We appreciate your words as well. So.
Yeah, we can't pay the bills on love, but we can survive on love. Hey, you hear those sirens? That's proof we're still in Los Angeles, guys.
Anyway, bye!
Bye!
So, since we're talking about sequels that need to happen, fortunately, Mark with a C figured out that Dick Puncher 2 needed a sequel song, and it's called Dick Puncher 3, The Dickening. If you haven't seen Dick Puncher 2, that's because it doesn't exist, but that's not going to stop you from enjoying the theme song to Dick Puncher 3.
Yeah, or film your own Dick Puncher. Why not?
Yeah, no, do it. Do it,
just
I dare
do
you.
It and put it on the YouTubes.
And don't tell anybody that you're filming a movie, just go around punching people in the dick.
Yep.
Thank you so much to Arceus. Thank you so much to Anduin for this feast from Japan.
This is amazing.
And here's Dick Puncher 3 The Dickening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Jared.
Bye, I'm Hex.
Bye, I'm Doug.
Bye, I'm Lavelle.
Bye, I'm Tony, and I'm not getting hit in the balls this time. Oh, God!
I'm Trench.
I'm still poor. Bye.
I'm Brandon. Bye, Brandon. Bye.
Bye.
Brandon says bye.
Bye,
sell.
Brandon.
Bye. Sell, bye.
Bye, sell Brandon. Bye, Brandon.
Dick Puncher 3, The Dickening. Here we go. Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. We mean that. As listener-supported entertainment,
We rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.